Hello and welcome to the Andy Higgs podcast number 5. This week, seeing a full range of primary school life for me as head teacher. After some sage advice early on in my head teacher career, I always try to keep Mondays free of full-blown strategy. Too much organisational and logistical pressure inevitably arises at the start of the school week. I don't know about how you find it, folks. This Monday did include a leadership team meeting that saw us reflect on the strategic progress since September. Tuesday saw us welcome an external advisor and visit classrooms. And I have to say, it's always quite nice when you walk around in such situations and it's in such company, and you see so much of what's been implemented in recent years before your very eyes. Wednesday included the variety of delivering children to the local theatre for a tech rehearsal prior to an evening public showing, and one-to-one with a teacher. And in between, I attended a great meeting, really, at a local co-ed prep school. Thursday saw a further walk around with two fabulous governors. It was valuable to give them insight into the visible impact of leadership around school. And they are really supportive. The two chaps who came, volunteers, and they genuinely want the best for every child. And we're very lucky to have them on board. Tomorrow brings a governing board committee meeting, closely followed by our act of remembrance. Friday afternoons are looked forward to by all as we end the week with specialist rota. Collating my thoughts as the week begins to draw to a close, I found myself dwelling on the meeting at the prep school. It was a meeting full of possibilities and energy. It brought together a number of like-minded organisations who are seeking to work together to provide the best opportunities for all children. And it's that potential for collaboration that stayed with me. Much is often said of the difference between state and independent sectors. Whatever the impact of fees, so much of our work is congruent. At the heart of our common ground is definitely children and young people. And this is something we must focus on. So many opportunities are available to us all if we are willing to be open and eager. The concept of one education sector has been described in an increasing range of contexts in recent years. For me, it's very real, and our school is pursuing such relationships with enthusiasm. Fundamentally, whether we charge a fee or not, we share the moral purpose of educating. An excellent education should be considered a birthright for every child. Shouldn't it be dependent on the income of parents? And if we ignore the artificial barriers that can exist as a result of matters such as fees, school status or religious denomination, we may just find that the world-class system we're seeking is right before our very eyes.